I'll make a stay out of you. Wakey, wakey.
Welcome back to I'll Make a Stay Out of You, the podcast where Bong Chan role plays with all of Stay. I'm Phil, and this is Tom. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm here.
Are you role playing with Bong Chan?
No, I'm not. Bubble? I'm absolutely not doing that.
Good. I'm glad you're not. I don't know if Bong Chan is glad that he's doing it. I mean, he's bored, right? He's on vacation, so he's probably just relaxing. He was just probably sitting. I imagine him sitting in a hammock and just getting on Bubble, you know? Classic him. Did you know that Hyunjin is at a fashion show for Versace right now, or was?
I did not know that, because why would I know that?
Well, I'm telling you now.
Oh man, let me tell you. I had a dream last night that that Stray Kids had. Well, there was a lot going on in this dream, but part of the dream involved me like scrolling through Spotify, and there were like three new albums from Stray Kids. And I was like, I haven't.
You got the leaks.
Yeah, I was like, I haven't heard of any of these songs. And I was like, it's really weird that like I feel like Phil would have told me about this. Why don't I know any of these songs or things like that? Yeah, I wish I could remember, because there was one. It was like a full album, like a legit album release, and it had a name. And I don't know what it was, but I remember. I was listening to it, and for some reason in the dream, I thought it was a song on No Easy, but in the dream it was like. It did the thing that I don't like, but it did it in a way that I liked.
That you liked it?
Yeah.
Which is where like the music changed.
It was like a banger for a good chunk of it. And then it goes into like this nice, like really deep, meaningful, the lyrics were just fucking hit, you know, good. But it was like more of like a bop or a ballad kind of thing. And then it goes back to the banger for the end. And
hell yeah.
And I'm like listening to it, and I'm like, damn, this song is fucking good. You know, like it's so good. And I just don't remember what the name of it was or the name of the album, but
when the next album drops, I'm gonna refer back to this moment.
I've manifested things about Stray Kids in the past, so I think this might be. That dream may have been a manifestation in the making. So
let's see what happens. All right, Stray Kids, your move, Christopher.
Yeah, stop being cringe on Bubble and get to songwriting.
Well, you know, he's got to have a break sometime, right? Oh shit! Yeah, I've talked about how like everybody in this house except for Jeanette. God, thank God for that Jeanette is the only person who's not been sick. Everybody else has been sick.
Yeah.
Including myself. And this week, is this TMI? I don't know. Logan woke up and I was just getting him ready for school, just like normal. And it was like right about to leave. We were right about to leave. And I'm like brushing his hair. And, you know, he's got kind of long hair. And so it covers his ears. And I'm brushing his hair. And one of his ears is like covered in blood.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck happened? What happened here? And I'm like, what is going on? And so, and the thing is that he had recently had an ear infection, a double ear infection. And he was on medication for it. He was taking antibiotics for that. So yeah, blood all over his ear. I cleaned up on the outside of his ear, and we scheduled him an appointment with his doctor, and I told Jeanette that when we had gone in for his previous appointment, that she said, hey, like, shoot me a message on our app if like he's having trouble or whatever, and we can squeeze him in the schedule. Like, you don't have to wait for like a new appointment. So we scheduled an appointment, and Jeanette sent her a message. And so, like, at the end of the day, on was this Wednesday, she messaged back and was like, I can fit him in tomorrow at 10, right? So Thursday, I took him in that morning. She took a look at it. There was blood again, right? There was, again, some more blood, but less than the previous time. And she took a look in there, and she's like, yeah, it seems like his eardrum blew out. And he was also having trouble hearing on that side. Like, it was, if he wanted to watch a cartoon or something, he had to like crank up the volume on. And so it was really, really annoying for us. And what I eventually did was he had some Bluetooth headphones I charged up for him that have like a decibel limiter for kids, you know, so they don't hurt their ears. But since the speaker's close enough to him, he could hear, you know, what was going on. And so it made it easier for him. So he's like sitting like an old man with like Bluetooth headphones on so he could hear the TV and without cranking it all the way up. poor kid. So I took him in. The doctor like checked him out and was like, oh yeah, definitely he blew his eardrum. And so what they decided to do was to give him a different antibiotic as an injection in his leg. And it was not that the needle was long, but the actual syringe was so full of this antibiotic. I mean, that it took her like a good, like the nurse, like a good, like 5-6 seconds to push the whole thing in. Jesus. And it was really painful for him. And like, we had plans, me and him, because I was planning to take him to school afterwards, that we were going to go and have, we were going to have McDonald's, and he was going to play the playground. You know, he was going to have a good time. And like, we got to the McDonald's and he seemed like his leg was really bothering him. And he tried to go up onto the playground and he came back like not very long after and was just like, my leg hurts. I can't play on the playground right now. And I felt so bad for him. And I brought him home. So I kept him home for the rest of the day. I didn't take him into school. I was just like, he was miserable. He couldn't run around and play and he just didn't feel very good. And then later, like midway through the day, he like got a headache. And so I had to give him Motrin anyway. And I was just like, Jesus, like, this like poor kid. Like, I felt really bad. So, because our doctor's awesome and because once they start getting these injections, like the course of antibiotics for this can be given in 3 doses. So like he got the first dose and then we've had an appointment the very next day to check, see what the progress was with fluid in his ear and stuff. And if it hadn't reduced enough, they were going to give him another one today. Luckily, it was reduced enough, and so we've just got to get him some antibiotic ear drops, and that'll take care of the rest. But man, what a fucking horrible! And this is like on top of all, like the kids have just been sick back to back, and it's just here we are again. You know, just another thing. So yeah,
Jesus.
But he was okay today, and he went to a full day of school. His leg wasn't bothering him, and he was very brave. Even when he got the shot, like the big shot at the doctor, he was super brave. He like winced, but he didn't like cry out in pain. He didn't cry. He really, the only time he really got upset and felt like crying was because he couldn't play on the playground. Yeah. But yeah, he's just, I don't know. He's like me that way. Like I'm like, I hope my like 90s toxic masculinity, never cry guy type thing doesn't like rub off on him by accident. Because I don't know how it could, because now that I have kids, like I will cry. You know, I'm saying, did I tell you about the end of when I was at the end of Trails in the Sky, second chapter? I was like a fucking blubbering mess, like, and I had to read it out loud because Logan's like, read it to me. And I'm like, and then he said he wants to hold her tightly and then they fell off. Like, it was horrible. And you know, it's like, I just, Jesus. But I don't, does he notice that? I don't know. Probably. He's very observant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I do see it in him that like he like when he hurts, he'll laugh because he's like, and I could tell that, like, oh no, that hurts him when he's laughing like that. And he lets out a giggle and he's like, it tickles a little. And I'm like, he's saying it hurts. Like, he's, I'm like, I don't know where it came from. I didn't tell him to laugh it off. Like, it's not like my childhood where everyone was just like, just walk it off, you know, it's fine. Stop crying. You're making too much noise, you know, like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, and nobody does that to him. So I don't know where it comes from.
I mean, nobody told me to do that either, but I also, like, I don't, is it toxic masculinity that made me that way? I don't know.
Yes.
But I'm not, I'm not much of a crier either. I do cry, but not like, I don't know, you know,
just get, if once you have kids, I am telling you,
yeah, just, and have, just have kids to. And then you'll start crying all the time.
No, it's true. It's so fucking, Okay. All right. Here's a true embarrassing story.
Tell me.
I once told my friends, when I cried when I saw Romeo plus Juliet, you know, the Baz Luhrmann Romeo Juliet, which did not happen. I did not cry when I saw that movie, but everyone else was saying that they did. So I felt like I had to have, if I saw that movie, which I did, I saw it in theaters and I was like, oh, totally, you know, but I didn't. That was a lie. It's 100% lie. And I lied to my friends. I'm sorry if they hear this. I'm sorry for lying to you. I did not cry watching Romeo plus Juliet. I did like it. It's a good movie. Fucking John Leguizamo, right? Yeah. Anyway, so I was just like, I don't know. It's weird. Why lie about crying about it? But like, because that was the acceptable thing at the time, socially. It was socially acceptable to cry at Romeo plus Juliet, to say like, oh, so deep, so awesome, so good. And yeah, I just didn't. And I didn't cry, you know, I didn't cry at like most movies growing up and stuff. Like, why would I? Because I'm a man. But now, now, on the other hand, I just, you know, a decent Bluey episode, commercials, fucking commercials, dude. Like, I don't know what the hell is going. None of the Super Bowl commercials. They were bullshit this year. Nothing affected me, but a lot of commercials.
Super Bowl commercials were garbage. Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember. I cried at something recently and, I remember what it was. It was, we watched A Bridge to Terabithia. You ever seen that?
Oh, I never saw it, but I knew that it was like a cool, like, fantasy kids movie. And so I had spent a lot of time thinking that, oh, maybe I could watch that with the kids. And then I started seeing people talk about it on TikTok and heard what happens in that movie.
Yeah.
And I go, what?
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's the thing. Can I spoil it for you?
I already know all the spoilers. Okay. So spoil away. Yeah, right. For sure.
Well, if you haven't seen Bridge to Terabithia or read it, then, you know, close your ears. But it fucking hits you so hard. It's honestly, they did it really well in the movie. I don't know how the book, I don't know how it happens, like, as you're reading it in the book, but in the movie, right, his friend dies. His friend in the book, I think she gets like struck by, or no, in real life, they got struck by lightning. In the movie and the book, they drown. But it's while he's like at the Smithsonian with his teacher, like on a little play date or whatever, you know, it's it's supposed to be innocent. It could definitely be interpreted not that way, but it's supposed to be innocent. But anyway, he's gone. He comes back and they're like, yeah, she's dead. And like, and that's it. Like, that's what you get. And so it just, like, in that moment, as it was happening to him, the character, and me, I was just like, what? Like, what are you talking about? What the fuck? You know? And then, yeah, it's just like, it's done really well to, like, where you experience getting that information the same way that the character does. And right. So it's like, holy shit, that's fucking, it's just, it hits so fucking hard.
Yeah, they killed the child. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Did you ever see My Girl? Spoilers for My Girl.
Nuh-uh.
From 1991. You never saw that?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, well.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's a Macaulay Culkin movie.
No, it's all good. But yeah, we, you know, we got through it. We got through the movie. And then after we had like... After we had, oh, it was when Anna and I were going to bed. She goes, "So, did you cry?" And I was like, "Of course, who wouldn't?"
Yeah. Bridge to Terabithia. I mean, I still kind of want to watch it. Like, I thought it was going to be like a fun fantasy movie with kids.
It
you know,
is,
I thought it was going to be Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. But instead of, you know, avoiding trauma from World War One, it was avoiding trauma from abuse or bullying.
Bullying, not so bullying. Much abuse. Well, I mean,
bullying and like, abuse, kind of.
Not like physical abuse, but his parents were definitely like, I don't know, not giving him as much attention as they should have been. You know.
Ah, neglect.
Neglect, yeah.
Gotcha.
Neglect, yeah. And bullying at school.
Right.
Were the big things. But, yeah, it's based on a true story. I mean, not based on, but, like, it was inspired by this, the person who wrote it. I looked it up after we watched it. If I remember right, the woman that wrote the original book, was like inspired to write it because like her son's friend was like struck by lightning and died. And, and then he, when he became an adult, like he was like involved. Oh, he wrote the screenplay, right? Converted the book into a screenplay to be made as a movie.
That's fascinating. Like that. Families working on projects like that is really cool,
yeah.
and pretty interesting. I've actually been, as long as we're talking pop culture, I have been watching a family-driven science fiction series where a famous science fiction producer, we'll say, by the name of Gene Roddenberry. He had like outlined a new science fiction series for TV to like put this into production, and like he had this whole like big epic like story with lots of little like bottle episodes and stuff, you know, like a classic like sci-fi like Star Trek type series with a lot of mystery and hijinks and stuff, but he died, so his wife carried it on and got the series made, and they made 5 seasons of it.
Jeez.
And I'm like, I'm a huge fan. I love Star Trek, and I really hadn't heard of this show before, which makes sense because it was originally made by the CBC, Canada Broadcasting Company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in America, not Canada. Okay, fine. But I love Star Trek, so why would I not know about this? I don't know. So it's called Earth Final Conflict, and I've been watching it on Plex with ads. It's on Plex with ads. So I've you know me, I've waffled a little bit thinking maybe a cheeky little, but for now I've just kind of put up with it, and in some ways it's been okay, like just sucking it up and dealing with ads. Well, some of the ways are that I don't have to sacrifice any storage space for it, so that's good. Like, right. That it didn't cost me anything, it's good too. And then, like, you know, it's a sci-fi series that has a lot of like little cliffhangers, and they do like the cliffhangers right, like in classic kind of late 90s fashion, where like they lead up to a cliffhanger and then goes to commercial, right? Which I don't like when shows are made now, if you throw ads in them, they're not made to show ads. And so ads just show up wherever if you're watching something with ads, which is why like Amazon and Netflix and all these other providers switching to ad-driven streaming kind of sucks because like their stuff isn't made for it. But yeah. In this show, like I was like enjoying watching an episode and it was like really building up to this like climactic moment. And then it cut to commercial. Like it literally like, and big thanks to Plex for doing this because they actually put the commercial where the commercial was supposed to go,
right?
Because that doesn't always happen with these streaming services. So they put it in there and I was like, oh my God, like I'm on the edge of my seat. And so I ran and I made some bagel bites because I had a couple minutes and I'm like, dude, like, I hate ads as much as the next person, but like there was a moment, you know, there was a moment for ads in TV shows where it was like a part of the experience where you could get up, you could get yourself a fucking Coke or whatever and make some bagel bites and then start the show again. You know, right. I don't know. There's something about it that just, it was nice. So I kind of got to like relive that moment the other night when I was watching the show. I've been loving it. I don't know. It's like about like these like mostly energy aliens come to Earth and they're like, we're going to be your friends. We're called the Companions and we're going to help you. We're going to like help your technology and stuff. And we're going to have a presence on Earth. But humans aren't allowed to like find out, look at, well, what do you want? Why are you here? Like there's a lot of like question marks of like, what is their goal? You know, why are they actually here? And like, they still maintain, like they let like humans have their like government, but like, it's very clear that like the Companions are really in charge. And so it's like, who are they? And so they actually have some humans that they use to like enforce like their will on Earth. But this one dude, who's like hates them because like they killed his wife. Good reason to hate them. This one dude who, they wanted him to be like their human puppet to like do their bidding. And when he was taken to be like implanted, the lady who did the implantation, who is Gene Roddenberry's wife playing the character. How about that?
Oh, snap.
She's also like, Jeanette was like, she was in Star Trek too. She was this person. She was Deanna Troi's mom. And I was like, oh, right. Yeah, I guess I should have known that. But anyway, Jeanette knows more about Star Trek than I do. I'm putting it out there. Everyone should know it. It's true. So he gets like a customized implant that doesn't like take away his human will. So he has to like pretend to be on their side and then also find the human resistance and then help them fight against the Companions. But like, are the Companions bad? Is it all of them? Who knows? I've got 5 seasons to enjoy. So it's been good. It's been good. I'm loving it. I have to tell you about this. All of the aliens are these weird, smooth humanoid type people. They're all played by women, but they all go by like he, him pronouns, like male pronouns. And I'm like, this is the 90s. This is how 90s people understood non-binary to exist. Like, this is default to male pronouns, but they all have like female body shapes. Like that's what's going on here. Mm. Like it's pretty funny. I don't know. It really does crack me up. It's like they couldn't just use like they them was not conceived of as a possibility. So they're just like oh yeah, Don, he's doing stuff, and I'm like, that's a woman, in a suit with makeup on, and it's a female body. Like you're saying non-binary. You just don't have the words for it. Like it's great.
This is getting off that topic, but here's the thing that like I just don't understand about people who don't understand non-binary is that in the English language. There already exists a word that everyone uses to describe something that is unambiguous. or describe a person that's unambiguous in gender.
Right.
Or I mean, sorry, not unambiguous, ambiguous.
Right.
And we use it every day. And
all the time.
All the time. There are so many examples of when people use it. Everyone probably says this word every single day in the manner that they can't conceive of when it comes to how people identify themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where are you failing? Like, how are you not connecting the dots there?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's a little ridiculous at this point. But they're doing it on purpose, you know, they're being
right, shitheads.
On purpose. Like that's the deal. Right.
It's not that they don't understand. It's that they're afraid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Quick. Andy D20 baby update. Nothing new. All right. I'm going to be periodically checking. Mm-hmm. I'll cut that. I'm periodically checking until something happens and I could say congratulations on our podcast, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it's cool. I like it. Hooray, non-binary people. You know, the thing about Andy, right, one of the things that I love is, you know, he starts every stream by saying, ladies, gentlemen, and friends beyond the binary. You know, he's like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, like that about him. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to watch the Kneezy Project tonight. We're going to see some real cringe ass shit. If you remember what we saw last time, somebody flirted with JYP. That was their, like one woman show was various characters confessing their love for JYP. So, that was hard on me, even though I knew it was coming. That was hard on me, but we're going to get more of that. And then, you know, like there's not that many episodes left. So I think they're going to roll right into like the next actual performances. Like, so we're getting past the kind of like goofy stuff and we're going to get right into actual performances and some actual singing and dancing and stuff. So it's going to be a big night, I think, for these girls. We're going to see what happens.
All right.
I'm excited. All right. Well, we're going to start episode 8-2. Her talent is eating. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Do people say that about Ian because he eats like mouthfuls of food?
What would your talent be?
When I worked in retail, my talent was winning icebreaker challenges. but I don't think I can claim that anymore. Because whether it was like trivia or one time we did like a wiffle ball home run derby and I just fucking nailed a wiffle ball really well.
Uh-huh.
I just kept winning these icebreakers that we would do every day. It was great. Felt really good. Oh, Nina. Nina Hillman is up. Here we go. 14 years old. Jesus Christ, such backhand. You're still, you know, you're an amateur, so there's no sophistication, but I'm surprised you did as well as you did. Is that a compliment, JYP? Nina deserved the cube. She made a whole radio show. It's, yeah, great. She did wonderful. Akari's going to do a cheerleading routine. The problem with trying to judge how well somebody did at a cheerleading is that I have no experience with it other than Bring It On.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to tell if she's doing well or not. So
yeah, true. Yeah, same.
All I can do is trust them when they say, oh, she did good. No, she was flawless. And I'm like, okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
Oh, Mako. There you go. She ate a lemon, so she gets a cube.
Yeah, she ate a lemon. But good for her. I wanted her to get it.
No, yeah, fuck yeah. No, yeah. Look, a different girl ate grapes and whipped cream. So a lemon, more difficult to eat, I would say. All right. The showcase heat. All right. So they can, even if you've gotten no cubes, you can get all of them. So everything till now doesn't really matter. Oh, good. now we know what the standings are. We know where everyone lines up. This is perfect. I love this.
Yeah.
Because we can read Japanese.
Of course we can.
Special guest judges. Oh, shit. Here they are. Sana and Momo from Twice are here, baby. Pee my baby.
Pee my baby.
Now, Wonder Girls pronounced that B correctly. I understand the problem is that the B in Korean is like aspirated. So like we say bungchun, but he would say pungchun, right? Right. It sounds like a P. So I understand why he's like, please pee my baby. Okay. Still, even with that caveat, pretty funny.
I'm going to be real. It doesn't sound great. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Well, they're not supposed to be perfect already, so...
I guess. Suzu, like, when she came out, I saw her come out and start performing, and I was like, oh my god, like, she reminds me of, like, the K-pop, or not the K-pop, the J-pop idols of, like, the late 80s, early 90s. Like, with the bangs and everything, like, and the look, she just, I don't know what it is, but she just really reminds me of like that kind of like classic early 90s J-pop feel.
What did he say?
He said, you're only in the ninth grade, but your expression was more mature.
Okay.
Don't, yeah, I hate
don't,
that.
Don't say that,
J-Way. Don't say that. I don't like that at all. Hey, she's getting her X-Factor cube. This is really helpful for the other contestants because this really takes the pressure off. Somebody forgot the lyrics during their part. Like, oh, it's all going to be great from here, right? How old do you feel if you're Sana and Momo hearing that they haven't heard this 2 p.m. song?
I mean, I probably haven't heard it.
Yeah, well, it's a little different.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, well, at least they could get the English part, right? But then I was like, oh, no. They are Japanese. They don't speak English.
I don't understand. Why would they be given a song that they have to they got to learn everything about it in one night? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's more than one night. They have more than one night. So they. Oh. Right. So it's like a 5-day camp, right? So they start preparing this like day two. And so they don't have long. But they're working with choreographers and voice trainers like all day, all night. I wonder who stands out in this group.
Yeah, I mean, I know who stands out for me. God, she's cool.
Yeah, cool as hell. But, okay, these people had the additional, like, at the last group, their song was in Japanese. This group, wait, is that true? I'm not sure. I'm not going to make that claim. But this group was in Korean. Again and again, it's a Korean song. It's not like a Japanese release song. But I wasn't paying close enough attention to that last group, so can't say for sure. Mm-hmm. It's just like she looks so hard when she's doing this, and then she's like, hee hee, thank you.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. You didn't notice that girl at all?
No. Okay. No. I forgot to put subtitles on, and I literally thought to myself, as I don't know why, but when Mako was getting her feedback, I was like, what the fuck are they saying? Why don't I know what they're saying?
It took that long. That's the greatest. The fuck are you talking about? This fucking guy will look at her, be like the best on the stage, and be like, nah, you could have been better. Okay, next team. Who do we got? Yuna. Lirika, Nina, Mayuka, and Edina.
Wow, what a face. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing there.
She still needs to work on her dancing. But again, that's the feedback she's had the entire time. Nina, your dancing stands out in a bad way. Ugh. Does her shirt say kiss God?
That's why she just stood out the most. Because he's like, that's right. Yeah, I love
and
God.
Because she looks like a highlighter. She got a dance cube. She got a singing cube. I mean, vocal cube. Gotta use the correct name. Wow. Good job, Mayuka. I'm the next Neezy star. There you go, Mayuka. And that is the end of what we're watching tonight. Tom, how do you feel? How are you feeling about these Easy Girls?
Like, okay, I feel bad for them because I feel like they just weren't, even though you said it was a week, I just feel like they weren't given enough time to prepare properly for these evaluations. So, like, I mean, some of them did well, right, and got rewarded for it. But, like, the ones that didn't do great, I... like watching it, I'm like wincing, like, ew, it's so bad. But at the same time, I'm right. Like, but they're not supposed to be perfect yet. So, like, I mean, not that they're ever supposed to be perfect, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not supposed
to be
like debuting yet. So,
yeah. Like, and I think, of course, and these people are just, it's a five days. I mean, they're only doing this in 5 days. Right. That's a very short amount of time. I think that JYP is allowing a little bit there for some of them. Mm-hmm. He is not consistent in how he is he's like dealing with these people. Oh, so
for real, so yeah. Inconsistent,
because, like, you know, on other groups it's like, oh, you forgot the lyrics, I forgot to mention it. And in this group it was like, oh yeah, Nina, your dancing stood out in a bad way. Bitch, they forgot the fucking lyrics, yeah. And you let that slide. I mean, I'm sure that it'll come around or whatever in their final judgments, but he didn't say anything about it. Like, mm-hmm. I get that he needs to be critical, but come on. Like, the face he pulled when Nina was singing those high notes, and then he's like, look, listen, I gotta tell you, as a producer, having you would be so good. I'm just like, dude, try to hide it a little bit, right? Like, yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's fun and interesting. My goodness. Yeah. I also, like, I couldn't help but notice, like, the first group, Rio, who is good from that group, the dancer, you know, like the ballet dancer, and she was the leader of that first group. She, you know, doesn't have any experience leading and doing all this stuff, right? And the other people that she had in her group were not, like, people that had, like, full cubes or whatever. And then we get, like, to these other two groups, and, like, there's, like, a lot of people who have, like, full cubes. Like, Mako's group. Okay, first off, Mako's group is led by Mako, who's the JYP trainee.
Right.
And has all her cubes. And, like, you know, like, a lot of people. So, like, did they, like, purposefully shift some of the people who were not, like, performing well into the lesser group that didn't have a JYP trainee? Because even Nina's group had Yuna, who's a JYP trainee, even though she wasn't the leader. But that, I assume that's because Nina performed better on the charts.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
So, I don't know. And I know, we know that a group which has not performed will contain Mihi, who's also the other of the, like, so Mihi hasn't performed and neither has Dima. So, like, we've got our, like, core girls of the group of like JYP trainees that are like, oh, these are the three girls that we think are going to, like, go places. And they, and, like, Mako was in one group, Yuna was in another. We know Mihi's in another and that Rima's in another. I don't know if I don't think they're in the same one, because in, like, the green room they were wearing, like, Mihi was wearing pink and Nima's was wearing black. So I'm like, okay. So, like, the only group that not to say, like, they didn't have enough, like, trainees or whatever, but the first group didn't get, like, a JYP trainee in there or, like, somebody with that kind of experience to, like, help guide them. Right. They just got, like, Neo, you're it. You did ballet, so, like, hopefully you could pull this together. So I don't know, like, they didn't get too harshly criticized, but at the same time, like, man, I don't know, I almost feel like they kind of got the short end of the stick a little bit.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, gonna be fun. So on the next time we watch the Neezy project, we're gonna find out which girls make it to Korea. Not the final group, but which ones make it to Korea and which ones get fucking cut in Japan. So we're going to lose some of these faces. Like, it's, and it's, I think it's going to be brutal. So, yeah, that's exciting. I'm excited to see how it goes and how the rest of these showcase shows turn out. And then we'll be on to part two of Girls in Korea. And hopefully, whoever makes it will get some good training from the JYP staff there. So that'll be good. Maybe Nina will learn to dance, I guess. According to JYP, she can't do that. So
yeah, she's pretty bad.
If she makes it,
she needs to work on
it. I don't know. When he pulled that face, I'm like, come on. Like, you can't make that face at someone and then be like, I don't know. I guess you're going to have to work pretty hard if you want to make it. yeah. Should be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we, you know, the other thing that was nice about this is we got some Twice exposure. Like, you know, this show really led me to knowing about Twice. So, yeah. And ITZY. But, you know, we got some special guests.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be great to see them do their judgments and see what happens. Cool beans.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
How many more episodes do we have left?
Total.
Yeah. I mean, for this season.
Okay. So for part one.
Yeah, part one.
There's two more episodes.
Oh.
And that's it. Like 10-1, 10-2.
We're so close.
I know. It's coming. We're gonna be there very soon. So that's, it's getting pretty real. And then we move right into the season two. The only reason why I don't want to call it season two, it's quote unquote part two, is because there is Neezy Project season two, which is JYP doing the same thing, but with a boy group in Japan.
Oh.
So it makes it hard for me to go, oh yeah, season two, which is what I would have called it like a year ago before they did season two of Neezy Project with the boy group.
Yeah. Right.
Oh well, that's all right. JYP always messing with my feelings. Anyway, it was cool. I can't wait. Next week we're gonna get right back into seeing our boys. They're on vacation right now in the real world, so you know, hopefully by the time they're done with their vacation, we're gonna be back ready to cover them with whatever that they bring to us. So
yeah.
I think we're getting the fan meet probably before we'll get a new album. And if memory serves from past fan meets, they will probably have a teaser trailer for the next album that will drop there. And so that's going to be coming up. It's we're going to get started with our comeback season. It's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
That's gonna mean a new album.
That's right. And if you want to get excited for a new album, you've got to go to makeastay.com and you know, follow us and listen to all our episodes of all our podcasts and you know, do all that stuff, right?
Not all of our podcasts. There's one that you don't need.
No, just, you can listen to it.
Just listen to the Make a Stay podcast.
Now listen to all of them.
You don't need to listen to the other one. The other one that has two episodes is not, you don't need to listen to that one.
You can though.
Don't even try to find it. Just, it doesn't exist.
It exists. Listen to it. Anyway, thanks for coming along and we will see you on the next episode. Do you like that? Is that a good outro? I don't know. Fucking.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm doing my best here.
We don't. It's not like we do this every week. Like, how would we know how to end an episode?
Well, yeah. It's you know. Bye-bye!